Welcome to A Quiet Life. I'm your host, Ruth Amos, and it is so good to have you here with me. This morning I went and saw Scotty at Ultra 106.5 like I do every fortnight, and we had a nice chat about, I decided to call it brain buckets. And when I said to Moz this morning, oh yeah, I'm going to talk to Scotty about brain buckets, he said, what? Well, information buckets, really. But Scotty liked brain buckets, so in between the two of them, I think we've covered the gamut. Brain buckets, places to put your information. I'll let you have a listen, and then I'll chat a bit more about it afterwards.
Pink Willow Sage Hearts, cover me in sunshine. Well, she's just walked in the studio.
Aww.
Sunshine, that is Ruth Amos. Good
Scott's
morning.
Scott's being sweet again. Does it hurt when you be
no,
sweet
no,
to me?
Every... It comes so naturally to me.
Oh, you know, yeah, like, good,
yeah, yeah.
Good.
It's just natural, you know, just nice. Actually, I'm not always... This is completely changing the subject, but we had this big discussion the other day about being nice. And I was saying, I don't think scripture actually really teaches nice.
No.
I think it teaches kindness.
Yeah.
And I think it teaches love. I don't think it actually teaches nice. And I think sometimes nice can actually be a downfall in the sense that you don't actually speak the truth.
I couldn't agree with you more. Nice can be a nice shield that stops you from getting in trouble when you actually have to say something hard.
So I started to kind of reconsider, you know, when I say, oh, I'm just being nice, you know, like, I think nice is a nice thing. When it's appropriate.
That's right.
All right. Brain buckets, tell us more.
Yeah, I need to talk about a subject I've thought about before I came in. I wonder, Scott, when you need to remember something, what do you do?
Oh, well, I write myself lists.
Yep.
You know what? I do this really crazy thing, and I don't know why. I send myself SMSs.
Yeah. Like, not a bad idea.
Really?
Yeah, I think
okay.
So.
I thought I was going to say that was a really bad idea.
I think the bad idea is to like scribble it on the back of an envelope or, you know, some sort of piece of paper. Like, so when my kids were small, I had baby brain like everyone does, but I think it was because I used my brain to remember. If you asked me, where's the little white sock with the pink stripe? I could tell you. If you asked me where the sun hat was, I could tell you. If you asked me if we had milk in the fridge, I could tell you. I don't want to use my brain for remembering all those things. I actually want it written down somewhere. But I think the important thing is to write it down in a limited number of places so that you know where to
look.
Yeah,
it's look. Like, oh, I don't write it down. So where is it?
Where is it? Yeah.
That's my wife still has baby brain. And this is, you know, the last baby was like 12 years ago, but she still has baby brain. And that, I'm getting myself in trouble now, aren't I?
Yeah.
I should just move on. But you know, like she's still, and I'm just like, just write it down somewhere, write a list or, you know, like put it somewhere. Because she, you know, she kind of has this, oh, I don't know where it is. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, she's got five kids to keep track of in her head. And I'm noticing that once they leave home, you still try and keep track of them. Probably shouldn't.
She doesn't necessarily listen of a morning time because she's so busy with the kids.
Okay.
But she hears everything I say about her by all her friends. I can't believe Scott said that.
Well, I've heard that she has a fantastic memory, Scott.
Better than mine. Yeah. So, all right.
So I keep things in distinct buckets. That's why I'm calling it brain buckets, because I have a bucket, for example, for my grocery list. That's on the fridge for me. That's where we put it. And I've trained people to most of the time write what they need in the groceries on there. If I have a to-do list task, so I've talked about that a bit, about how if it's my work tasks, I write it down on paper. If it's other things like get the laundry in or something like that, I have an app on my phone that I use. It's called, the one I use is called Actions by Moleskine. I should get affiliating links, but I don't have them at the moment. But anyway, I find it good. It's great. You can, you know, write it on and cross it off and repeat things. It can come and remind me every Wednesday, once a fortnight, that I'm coming into Scott and I should really prepare. And I have Evernote. So,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of things I want to remember are bigger things than just a to-do list. It's like I've had this idea for a blog post or something happening in my novel. So I use Evernote for those. And I also use it for a packing list, which is a genius idea. It wasn't my idea. But, yeah, I have a list that every time we go away I can look at, and I know that I'm not going to forget my charges.
And so you know you're going to go, okay, Evernote. That's where I go.
And that's where I go. Evernote is it. I have a little notebook beside my bed because when you go to bed, your brain often says, oh, don't forget to. So that's for that. And Google Calendar for appointments and things like that. And that's it. That's my where I put things.
So, you know, there's certain places to go depending on what you're doing and you know that it's going to be there.
Yep.
And I like that.
Yeah.
Because I just like, blah, you know, like it all just comes out, but I'll send myself SMSs or I'll write a note and I don't really know where to go and look for
that's it. That's right, because then you've got to remember where you put it, you know, you've got to remember. And if you're using scraps of paper, people, You know, then you've got to remember where the scrap of paper is, and then you're scared that someone's actually thrown out the newsletter on Sunday after church and that really important piece of information.
You know, we've been using? We've been using an app called Our Groceries.
Ah, brilliant.
And it's so good because, like I do, so basically I drop the kids off to soccer training and then I go and do the shopping each week. But Marianne can be at home and she'll remember something. So she'll literally just jump on there and it just comes. So as I'm shopping, I'm just getting lists, you know, added to the shopping.
Beautiful.
And then as I do, I'm like, oh, yeah, I've got the Greek yogurt, and just touch it and it disappears. Yeah.
Technology can be our friend, I think. I was talking to someone on Tuesday night. They said, oh, if someone broke into our house and stole the calendar off the wall, we'd be completely lost. But so that's why I like Google Calendar. It's in the cloud. And if there's something for Moz and I both, we can put it in so that we can both see it.
So we know what's going on.
Yeah.
So Moz can't say, well, I don't remember that. And you go, well, it's there.
The reminder popped up. Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Ruth. Now, your website again?
ruthamos.com.au.
And I understand, just quickly, I understand that you've released a book. And I know I saw a post of you standing there manning a desk, speaking with people. Tell us about that.
We had the Indie Author Book Fair on Saturday. So that was a whole lot of independent authors like me who published their own work. There were 60 plus of us. So I had a table there with all of my wares on it that I was giving to people. So yeah, you can find that stuff at rjamos.com, and I'll make sure there's a link to that at ruthamos.com.au so you don't get confused.
Beautiful. rjamos.com. Hey, thanks, Ruth.
Thank you.
So as always, that was a really great chat with Scotty, and you can listen to him every morning on Ultra 106.5 FM. He's a great breakfast announcer. And it's always fun to talk to him. And here I am being nice in return for him being nice to me. And I don't think he even listens to the podcast. So there you go. That word nice. I mean, that's a whole other conversation we could have had. But yeah, we'll move on from that, I think, right now. So let's move on to baby brain. And look, we call it baby brain, but I think you can have this same problem with no babies. Or with grown-up children or whatever. And I think one of the reasons why we have this problem of forgetting things or whatever is that we're trying to keep everything in our head. And I don't think I said that very clearly to Scott this morning, but I want to say it clearly to you. Trying to keep everything that you have to remember, yes, the place where you put your hat last, yes, the groceries, yes, the appointments that you have on your appointments calendar. If you're trying to keep that all in your head, things are going to fall out. Your head is not made to do that job. That's not what it's about. What your head is for thinking. And I want to use my brain to, you know, write novels, to come up with novel ideas, to think about blog post ideas, to, you know, daydream and just enjoy looking around and hearing the birds. And there are so many good things our brains are for. Keeping track of absolutely everything in our lives is not what our brains are for. Boy, I didn't say that very well to Scott this morning, but that is the point I'm trying to make. So what do we do about this problem? Because yes, if we're trying to keep track of everything, we're going to miss things. And the way to do it is to have, as I said, limited places where you can keep track of things. So yes, I only have, here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different places where I write things down. If I want to write something down, it goes in one of those 5 places so I know where to find it. Now, you may have other things that you use that I don't use, and that's fine. But I think if you have 20 different places where you write things down, then you're going to lose track of them as well. You need to keep this number of brain buckets or information buckets small and succinct, and then you know where to look for things. So yeah, that just going through my different brain buckets again, the grocery list is one. I have just downloaded Scotty's grocery app onto my phone to give it a go, because I'll tell you what, he's a big fan of that grocery app, and it's come up week after week. So okay, it's on my phone now. We'll give it a go. We'll see if that's better than the paper version on the fridge. But I actually like having the paper version on the fridge, because when I run out of things, I'm usually in the kitchen, and so I can just immediately write it on that list. But that's it. That's where it goes. And if I am out of the house, I could use my to-do list to say, write bread on grocery list on fridge. But you see, you've only got those 2 things. I'm not scribbling things here, there and everywhere. It's limited. And I like that because I don't like having to remember. When I get to the grocery shop, I don't want to remember now. Visualize my pantry, visualize my fridge, visualize my bathroom, trying to figure out what I am missing. And if you do things that way, if you're just doing it all from what you remember, you're going to spend more. And there's just a guarantee that you are going to spend more because you will buy things that you already have. And then you will also buy those extra things because you'll have to go back to the shops again. And when you go back to the shops again, you're going to be picking up a few extra bits and pieces and it'll all build up and you will spend more. So having a grocery list where you write down what you need and then taking that list to the shop and buying what you need, that is the way to do it and it will save you money. And I'm not perfect. Don't let anyone tell you that I only buy what's on the list, but it is limited, especially when I'm hangry. When I'm hangry, I definitely only buy what's on the list because otherwise I could go crazy. So grocery list, I just find it really helpful. My actions list, my to-do list on my phone. Just, I use that for the little silly things, the get the clothes off the line, the pay somebody, clean up the kitchen. It's not the list that I use generally to plan my work day because I find that works better using my work diary, but it is one that I use to keep track of the things that otherwise I just have nagging over me. Oh, don't forget to do this, don't forget to do this, don't forget to do this. No, I write it down on the to-do list and if necessary, give myself a reminder and then it's there, it's ready. And I do love the technology of it. I do love that it's kept in the cloud and so I know that I'll be able to access it at any time. And I know that some people have privacy concerns about things in the cloud, but at present it just makes my life so much easier and that overrides my privacy concerns. So, you know, that's another conversation we could have as well. But I don't think that anyone's too concerned that I'm going to get the clothes off the line this afternoon and that's in my to-do list. Anyway. That's one thing that I use. And then Evernote I have found to be really helpful. Now, I know Evernote has its drawbacks, but I just love it for keeping track of bigger ideas. So blog post ideas, any novel ideas, any great quotes that I hear from people, I put it in Evernote so that I can go back. And it's got a search function. So if I think, oh, I think I wrote something down about this, I can go back to Evernote, search for it and find it. I used to write everything down in paper notebooks and the thing that I've done is taken photos of all those in Evernote. And so all my paper notebooks from all the old university days are kept securely in Evernote as well. As I said, I use it for my packing list. I just use it for all kinds of things. And the other thing is if I see an interesting web page, Evernote saves web pages as well. So I can put that in Evernote. Now, there is one problem with Evernote, and that is that it can work as a write-only device. So that means that every time you see something interesting, you write it in Evernote, but you never go back and have a look at it to see what you've written there. So that's something to be wary of if you're using Evernote, but I just love it as a really helpful storage place for my bigger ideas. And for my master list, that's actually kept in Evernote as well. So when I'm writing my daily to-do list or thinking about projects that I want to do or whatever, my master list is kept in Evernote there. So I use it for all sorts of things and I find it very handy. Okay, bedside notebook, just for getting thoughts out of my head so I can go to sleep. It's just a little notebook and then once I wake up in the morning, I take whatever I've written in the notebook and I'll put it in the appropriate place. If it's a blog post idea I had just before bed, into Evernote. If it's something that I need to do today, into my to-do list on my phone. If it's a work project thing, it goes to my work to-do list. So just, or if it's groceries, it goes to my grocery list. You're getting the idea, aren't you? There's only a few places to put things and I'm making sure I put things in the right place. And then Google Calendar saves my life. I love Google Calendar so much. I love knowing that, again, that that's kept on the cloud. And I love the fact that I can put in things and share them so that Moz knows what we're doing. And when we had kids at home, we were all part of one family calendar, so all of the family could know what we were doing. It's just a very, very handy thing to have. And I can't keep those things in my head of what I need to do each day. So they're there, recurring things that I do every week, new things, whatever. And the fact that I can put it in on my phone or I can put it in on my computer, I can see it on my computer, I can see it on my phone. I just love the security and the peace of mind that Google Calendar gives me. And remember, if we go back to my things about my values. Security is actually one of my values that I really love. And this method of having just a few small buckets where you can put things in, you know where they are, you know where to go searching for them, and you don't have to carry them around in your head. Now, in the interests of telling the whole truth, this is not my idea. You probably knew it was not my idea. And I think it can be based right back to that whole system, which is called getting things done. So getting things done is just a system of being organized every week. And this is one part of it, just having things in the right bucket and having just a few buckets. So, yeah, that's really all I'm talking about today, is that idea of limiting where you put things, but making sure you write things down so that you know you don't have to keep it all in your head. You can use your head for thinking with, and then you can use these other technologies or padded paper or whatever you want, but having those limited places that you can look at so you don't have to try and remember everything yourself. And yeah, to finish off, as Scott did, yes, I did. I took all my novels. So I have written five fiction pieces of work, actually four novels and one book of short stories. And you can find all of those at rjamos.com. And you can order them in ebook version or in paperback. And I love writing novels. I love my stories and I love to share them with you if you haven't had a look at them already. But yeah, it was very kind of Scott to do that. Yes, so I spend all Saturday in a book fair talking to people and trying to be, as Scott says, nice. And I think I did a good job of being nice, but it took me all Sunday to recover. That's what happens when you're nice all the time. No, it was great. It was a really great book fair. And I want to thank everyone who came for their support and encouragement and people who said things on Facebook. So, yeah, you can find me on Facebook, Ruth Amos Author. You can tweet me at A Quiet Life Blog. You can write to me now because I have my email sorted out, ruth@ruthamos.com.au. And I will chat to you again in a fortnight or so.